There you go. All right. Kroger says you're going to have to get your pink slime someplace else. We're not going to play.
Ah.
They have decided that they will no longer have ground beef products that contain that ammonia-treated beef trimming that's known basically as, well, some people call it lean, finely textured beef.
Yeah.
Sounds scrumdiddlyumptious.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, other people call it what it is, which is pink slime. So they're not going to have it anymore. H-E-B says they never had it in their foods. Whole Foods says they've never sold the stuff either. Those
well,
are the only ones we have around.
I mean, would that not be one of the biggest scandals ever in grocery store history if Whole Foods had it?
Yeah. Like their kumquats, you know, they're not the real thing. Anyway, so Kroger's going to be out of
what?
That business. Kumquats.
Well, I know, but they don't have real kumquats?
I don't know. It'd be almost the same.
Why have I always been calling them kumquats?
Yeah, I've always heard them kumquats, too.
Yeah,
but, you know,
I guess we're wrong.
Scott thinks he knows everything. He gets all uppity.
Because I call them kumquats?
He gets all uppity on his pronunciations. So.
Jay Sokol will hear this one. Jay Sokol will hear this one.
Well, you know, I thought we had quinoa in our pantry, but Scott informed me we had
quinoa.
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 Yeah.
See, I didn't
know.
That's better than saying quinoa.
Yeah, well. But who'd know? See, it doesn't matter. It's like if, you know, if the player's mother isn't in the stands, who's going to know you didn't say it right?
True. That's my philosophy.
Yeah, so there you go.
Especially if they're from the other team.
Yeah. Did you see the video of the guy from the Netherlands who supposedly flew and landed? Did you not hear about it? Did y'all, obviously, nobody heard.
Wait, bodily flew?
Yeah. I mean, had video of it and everything. That he took off in like a bird suit and then landed. Was able to fly and then land.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I think I've seen a video.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It looked like a flying squirrel.
The film 19. Yeah, right. Well, anyway, Netherlands artist Floris Kayak.
Oh.
His name.
They named the boat after him.
Yeah, exactly. said that he, in fact, is a performance artist, and his human bird wings project was 8 months in the making, and it was a hoax. So I think it's still out there someplace, and you can see it.
Well, I know
it,
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, but since you never saw it. Hey, there's a refrigerator now that can make hot water for your tea, and it's just rolling off the assembly line at GE's new plant in Louisville, Kentucky. The fridge can pour you cold water. It has two ice makers or hot water. All right there. It monitors its own energy use and, in fact, sends you an alert when it needs service.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But not if you don't give it your cell phone number, it won't. I mean,
I was going to say, does it text you? Does it send you an email? How does it prefer
OMG, need help now.
Different ways. Yeah. First of all, to text. If that doesn't work, then it sends you an email.
# doors open.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Anyway, the fridge goes on sale in June. To go along with that, a new study reveals that 35% of people watching TV yell at it.
The other 65 are lying.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're watching.
Yeah. Well, they say here sports fans, but you know,
I was
it could
say,
be almost
100%
anything.
Of Aggies have yelled at their TV. I guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you do that?
Yeah.
More often than not. Okay.
Here we go again.
Oh, third corner.
Yeah. Why can't we stop at halftime?
Oh, God, they have to make adjustments. We'll never win. All right, anyway. So now, are you, you're a member of some PIO organization for Texas, right?
I was going to say peon organization.
Yeah, of a state one and a national one.
Okay, the state one then. Okay, so yes. Keller, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Do you happen to know your counterpart in Keller?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Should I?
Well, no, I don't know. I think they have an interesting story for you today.
All right.
The city manager of Keller declared the municipal management position needed to be trimmed, and so he announced his own layoff.
Oh. Well.
So Dan O'Leary told the city council of his decision on Tuesday of this week and the public yesterday, saying it's a little unusual for a city our size to have three managers, a reference to the two assistant city managers. Keller, of course, north of Fort Worth, population of about 40,000. O'Leary said his last performance review was positive and that there are no issues forcing his self-removal. He just said, I'm leaving.
So. Did he not have the option of eliminating one of the assistant positions?
Well, I guess he's trying to, you know, again.
They may be the one with the photographs.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you get, if you have an opportunity to talk to your counterpart today, might, shoot him a little text to go, hey, what's going on?
Hey, so how come you didn't get fired?
No, because he will say, hey, I've got an even better idea. Let's you and I talk this afternoon.
Yeah. All right, 819, so what's going on in the city of College Station?
Well, hey, we had a an interesting city council meeting last night. It was our version of pitching a no-hitter. We had 7-0 votes.
Really?
From top to bottom.
Wow.
There were no items pulled for separate consideration. I mean, it was a perfect game.
Did you have a giant clock going? I mean, dude, what?
Well, I mean, you saw staff kind of glancing at the wrist, but we were out of there in an hour.
What?
In an hour.
You started at 5:30, right?
No, started at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay.
And, sorry, I said it now. We're out of there in 2 hours.
Okay.
Workshop from 6 to 7, and then the regular meeting from 7 to 8. We were out of there by 8 o'clock. But I'm telling you, there was not a dissenting vote, not a single one.
Yeah, guys, you know why, don't you? It's because Dave Rusink wanted to watch The Office.
No, it was a good evening.
Wow, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
He's a huge fan of Andy.
Y'all agree on everything.
Yeah,
huh?
No kidding. Oh, it was a big group hug at the end, and we left. So,
y'all go get ice cream after?
No, that just wouldn't be right.
No, because then it'd be a quorum.
That's
you can't
right.
do
you can't
that. It's illegal.
Can't have a quorum when you're having ice cream, mm-hmm. unless you post it ahead of time. So, we have over 100 surplus items that are now available for public bidding. Okay, online.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting collection of items. Everything from bowling balls and binoculars to a lot of gaming systems and movies and GPS units and things like that.
Okay, now I can understand a city owning GPS units. Why would the city own a bowling ball?
You don't know about our bowling team? No, most of these items are...
Come is this on. From the police stolen property?
Yes, it's primarily seized from abandoned property for criminal cases.
You got a silk shirt says J-Man on it?
Right. Now, will I be able to actually see if the finger holes are drilled properly before I buy it?
You can always get them re-drilled.
It is as is, friend.
Well, I don't...
Oh, wait a minute. Well, what do you do? Do you refill it with, like, bowling ball putty?
You can't make them smaller, can you? It'd be a bad bowling ball right there.
We haven't discussed the bowling ball in that detail, but we do know that all the electronic gear works.
Okay, good.
So you meant, you and Colin sitting there playing PlayStation in your office?
That's right. Let's see. Does this Halo work?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Yeah, so
I think it's only due diligence.
That's right, we're doing our part.
That's right. So so all these items online at mm-hmm. govdeals.com.
GovDeals?
GovDeals.com.
slash College Station.
Exactly.
I'm on it, baby.
Hey, it's not going to cost me 60 cents every time I bid, is it? That'd be a great revenue generator for
that
the city.
That would be a good thing
I'm
to do.
I'm on it. Let me search for bowling ball.
Wow.
Now, sure, there are a few things from us, like copiers and scanners and office furniture and things like that, but... I think you'll find an item there. Look, you have to shop for somebody.
Sure.
And all these items are in working order, so browse around. And
there is a bowling ball.
I told you.
Yeah, the starting.
I didn't think he was lying.
You thought he was lying? Of all things for him to lie about? At least he could have said it was a solid gold rocket car or something like that.
The starting bid is $5. I'm bidding on that thing, $5.
Go for it, man.
You have
until March 30th to bid on these items. Bid now, bid often.
Oh, wait.
You have any compost?
Are you looking really? At this page right now?
You got compost?
What about
here?
Season tickets to Aggie football?
All right.
Now let's take a look at the U-Wagon.
Well, before we leave, are we done? Is that?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Okay. Because we have Jethro Trivia now.
Okay, go right ahead.
You can do that.
You got any artist kids from that dead guy? That one, that
Bob Ross?
Bob Ross. Yeah. Artist kids from that dead guy.
Yeah, they do. It's missing two colors.
Yeah.
It's a partial palette.
As is. All sales final.
That's it. All right, so today's Jethro Trivia, it's our oddly informative little quiz about pop culture and recent current events. And so today, Jay Sokol, the only one playing, our topic is pro sports stadiums. Mm-hmm. Chase, you'll answer first, then Tom, then Jay. A county in Ohio plans to sell what to cover debt for two Cincinnati stadiums? Is it A, dozens and dozens of Krispy Kremes, B, a hospital, C, two Bengal Tigers, D, the county library? Hamilton County, Ohio, publicly financed two stadiums.
Yeah.
How are they going to pay them off? Is it dozens and dozens of Krispy Kremes, a hospital, two Bengal Tigers, or the county library? Chase?
The Bengal Tigers would be highly irresponsible.
It would. Don't know what kind of home they'd go to.
Yeah. I'm going to say D, the county library.
D, the county library. And Tom?
Just to differ, I'll say the hot. No, I'm going to say
the
Bengal.
Settle?
I'm going to say the Bengal Tigers.
The Bengal Tigers. Okay. Yeah. All right. And Jay?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Tom. It should be Chase's answer, but I think it's going to be the Tigers.
Hamilton County, Ohio, publicly financed two stadiums for the Bengals and the Reds nearly 20 years ago. Officials now looking to sell a rehab hospital to cover the stadium debts.
Yeah.
Man, wow. You're all wrong.
Just think about that. So what, they don't have anybody who needs to have rehab anymore in Cincinnati? Is that where we're going with that? Okay. All right, so once again, what's the deadline of bidding?
The deadline for bidding is March 30th. And let me give that
I'm disappointed
address.
There's no buy it now option on these auctions.
Does every successful bidder get a Chick-fil-A certificate?
I almost mentioned that, but I didn't know if that was fair game.
Why not? Yeah.
So let me give you that web address again.
Yeah.
govdeals.com / College Station.
Man, that's
one of the 100 exciting items on that list. And photographs of everything.
Did you take the photographs, or did you have to write as like Mr. Peterman? You had to write descriptions of everything.
Oh, I am going to approach finance about that. No, we didn't take the photos. The finance folks did that.
Okay, but, there you go. All right. We visit folks from City of College Station on Fridays. It's brought to you by our community segment. Brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. If you have cataracts or need vision correction, call today at 776-7564.